hour. We're 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and we're very happy to have had the company, companionship, and interesting conversation with Greg Grunberg.
This is a great way to wake up.
Huh?
4 in the morning?
Especially you don't have a I'm up at 2, 1. Jennifer's up at 2-something.
Oh,
in order to make
I sleep
55.
Until 5:20. I'm the only smart one on the East Coast, Greg.
Right. Yeah,
I had too many Shirley Temples this weekend.
Did you? Greg's son got bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
That's all set. Did you do it Saturday or yesterday?
Saturday. But it was, it's a whole thing. You got Friday night services.
You go to Doug.
Yeah, it's the whole weekend.
Yeah.
I had a party for my dad this weekend, too. And man, oh, man, it really is. It's just, oh, it takes Friday night you're cleaning, Saturday you're cleaning, Sunday you're spending the whole day cleaning up again. It's
right.
I missed it. I was chopping corn yesterday on the farm.
I was supposed to have friends over on Saturday night, and they canceled, and I was so happy.
I'm on my way to the bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
And get a call from the caterer says, you need more. This is right before I left the house. You need more booze. We need, you know, I was like, Jews aren't drinkers. Yes, they are. Trust me, in this economy, they're drinking.
In this economy.
Right. So I stopped. I just want to tell you real quick.
You stopped.
Yeah, I bought more, like, you know, vodka, and I had it. But I have a pickup truck. So I'm yelling. My wife and I are got the kids, and we're dressed in the suits, and we're yelling at each other like "F you, I'll see you at the temple."
This is how it's time.
Right, have a nice time.
Bring the vodka.
Bring the vodka. I get in my car, get in my truck. I start driving, and I hear.
No.
I forgot to close the hatch. Door on the pickup truck.
Oh no!
Vodka's flying out of the back of my truck.
Really?
People starving for vodka in my neighborhood.
Yeah, as well as bottles of grenadine and this blue stuff. Yeah, I was a mess.
Lord. Right. So one of the things that Greg has going for him, besides a great acting career, very creative guy, the coupon site Get Yowza. GetYowza.com.
Or just download the app, Yowza.
Yowza is the app.
Okay.
For free.
Yep. Get you the ability to save lots of money on anything. You could go to Bed Bath & Beyond. You could go to the box store. You go to the supermarket.
Yeah, Big Five
wherever.
Sporting Goods to Super Value.
You guys are not mentioning the best one, which is Ulta. Oh.
Ulta or Sears, by the way, right now. If you're going to buy anything for the holiday, go to Sears. 5% coupon on your phone.
So how does this work? You really have spiders that find these and just bring them in?
No, we make a deal with all of these. These are all unique offers.
So you have somebody who works with you that goes out and does that?
Yeah, we have a team of salespeople.
I can't imagine. Hey, this is Greg Grunberg. Can I speak to the manager of the Sears store, please? And see if
we
get,
no, we talk to corporate headquarters.
Ah, corporate.
That's how you get 50,000 locations on. But yeah, no, Yowza, I get people stopping me now thanking me for Yowza. Because if you use it, literally, you use it three or four times.
No, you have done this.
I created it, yeah.
But people know that.
Yes.
People, when they see you acting on television, they say, automatically, hey,
it's the Yowza guy.
Yowza guy.
Yeah. So there's a Billy Mays of actors.
Yeah. And then there is this game. If you go to crushepilepsy.com, unfortunately, one of Greg's sons has epilepsy, so he's become very involved in the Epilepsy Foundation. So if you go to crushepilepsy.com and then sign up for... The game,
Take you right, on your mobile device, on your iPad, iPhone.
The only person in America who's not been able to do this so far is me.
That's right, because you've got the Irish version of the iPad, which is dipped in alcohol. I don't understand.
What gas station did you buy that iPad
at? But you're pretty savvy. You're savvy about this stuff, and you can't figure out how.
It's taking us to the Irish or to the App Store in Ireland, and here we are sitting in Santa Monica, California. So I don't know why it's still doing that.
It
we'll
wants
figure
to
it
buy
out.
A beer.
But if you download, go to crushepilepsy.com from your device, takes you right to the App Store, download this free game, and $1 goes to the Epilepsy Foundation of America. And trust me, they need it. We need to find a cure. My oldest son has epilepsy. 5 million people in this country alone, 50 million people all over the world are dealing with seizures and epilepsy, including our veterans, our heroes that are over fighting for our freedom, and they come back with head trauma and stuff. We need to find a cure. Download the game for free, and you're doing a great thing because $1 goes
down. And I'm telling my friends, and a lot of them are doing it.
Thank you.
Download the game, you try, even if you don't like the game, which you will, it's fun, it's cool, I've been playing it.
But that's not the point.
Yeah.
A dollar gets donated to epilepsy.
So we can crush epilepsy. Yeah. Yes.
All right. How are you on? You're not the kind of guy that people gossip about. I look at all of these things every day. We see Lindsay Lohan does this, and the Kardashians are doing that.
I'm a happily married, father of three. I'm pretty boring.
Yeah.
I don't get wrapped. I mean, occasionally paparazzi will follow me a little bit.
Your wife doesn't catch you glancing at some attractive woman as she's walking by?
Oh, all the time.
Well, but is that part of being a... I have.
But no one wants to write about it. Greg Grunberg checks out the UPS lady.
I see you. I see you as the kind of guy who would have an absolute ball with the TMZ crew following you around.
Oh, I actually
you guys
do.
Would end up drinking together or something like that, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. I actually get them coming up to me going, dude, I just got to tell you, man, you're so nice. You're the nice guy.
Sorry, you know. We can't put you on the show because you're so nice.
Exactly.
That can be a problem. When Richie, you remember the discussions we had with Home and Garden and then... with the producers, this guy that we did we actually did sort of a pilot of a show that was the television version of the Good Day program.
Mm.
And we had Richie and Jennifer.
Yeah, they came in and filmed us the whole day.
They filmed us for a day mm-hmm. and put it together as a pilot. And then the guy says to me after he shopped it around a little bit, there's no dysfunction here.
Yeah.
You know, we can't do anything.
You know, if we put us all in the same room, there'd be dysfunction.
Right.
Yeah, if we were
just all,
right
you know, in our
you know what they're
places.
What they're all looking for right now. You could have the greatest idea for a reality show, and I have several of them. Trust
yeah,
me,
I bet you do.
Every one of them that I pitch, they say, "Okay, who's the Gordon Ramsay of the show?
Yeah.
Who right. is the jerk? Who's the guy who's just going to explode?"
The Simon
at any
Cowell,
minute?
Yeah,
yeah, the Simon Cowell. Who you know, it's it, you have.
What
to
does that say about our society, though, and how
I know.
What your kids are growing up to watch, or what in general, even as adults, what are we? There's so much focus on these
people like
little...
conflict and train wrecks.
But yeah. why?
Unfortunately,
hey, listen, even
it makes
Leave
you
it
feel
Beaver.
Better about your own life.
Even yeah. Leave It to Beaver had Eddie Haskell.
Exactly. Right. I think it's always been this way. I don't think it has to be train wrecks.
Human nature.
Yeah, I think, it, and also you want to see extreme characters. That's why you watch mm-hmm. TV is to escape into a world that you could only, you know, maybe peek at through the news occasionally. But to live with them for a half hour is what's exciting.
So, what's the most extreme character you've ever played? Who is the most extreme?
Who is the most extreme character?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I mean, I've done some extreme things, but...
you talked about the 60-foot spider, but that's,
yeah.
I mean, that's not a
no,
not
my
a
character. My character on Felicity was kind of... It wasn't extreme, but he
was eccentric.
So, he was eccentric, and he was so passionate about things. But, I wore assless chaps.
Really?
On that show.
You and Prince.
Can Doug borrow those?
Absolutely.
No, he cannot.
I was thinking about the difference in your butt and Prince's butt and looking at a...
Oh, you know what? The most extreme character was on a movie that is one of the skeletons in my closet that I don't usually talk about. It's called The Dark Room. And I played a guy who killed women. I mean, it was a terrible, terrible, terrible role. I
hey,
did not
enjoy
it.
Cop.
I wasn't a cop.
Yeah.
I was a family man, and I would go out at night and take pictures.
Did you kill Eric Roberts in something? Don't I remember that story?
I killed Eric Roberts on Heroes.
Oh,
Eric,
right, okay.
So when Eric works, Eric, such a great actor and great guy, when he works, he does this thing where he just walks around the set and he plays the horns with his mouth. He's just like... He walks around, and after 10 minutes, you're like, come on, Eric, seriously, you got to stop. And he just doesn't stop. That's his thing, right? So when I killed him, I literally shot him, and I'm standing over his body. And during one take, I just went... And he started laughing. It's a blooper. It's a Heroes blooper. It's great.
Pretty funny stuff. Greg Grunberg is here on the Good Day program, 16 past the hour.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum. Always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Holidays are about spending time with loved ones. The Company Store is here to help make your holidays truly memorable. Find everything you need to create an inviting, festive space at thecompanystore.com. Luxurious bedding, from warm flannel sheets and sumptuous quilts to the highest quality down comforters. And the Company Store has all the seasonal decor you love. More products, more comfort, more of what you love. The Company Store. Enjoy 20% off your entire order at thecompanystore.com. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to QLSkipAYear.com to enter. That's QLSkipAYear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at QLSkipAYear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLSkipAYear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3. The ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
All right, the Good Day program continuing with Craig Grunberg and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen. How are you? I don't know anything about your politics. Is that by design?
Yeah, you know what? I really do feel that when a celebrity starts giving you kind of, you know, their political views, or like when I follow some celebrities and they give me advice on how to have a peaceful day or what you,
right.
I mean, who gives a rat's banana? Seriously, to quote you.
You got that for me. Thank
I
you.
Did. Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, I couldn't care less. I mean, I will send out.
And likewise, you don't think people care about what your politics are either.
At all.
Yeah.
And I don't want to share them with
your
people.
Wife even care about your politics?
Well, yeah, we definitely have our views,
yeah.
and but as soon as, like, when the election was happening, you know, I actually thought I would talk about both sides. I would be like, thank God we have two really smart guys running for office right now.
You
what a great debate.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, were people after
that.
You
Most
on Twitter?
Said we had two horrible choices.
Oh, well, yeah, but at least they could hold a conversation.
Yeah.
At least
did
there were
people
two people.
Did people on Twitter, Greg, ask you who you were voting for?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All the time,
and,
right?
Yes. And by the way, Melissa Joan Hart, okay. Who's,
yeah, yeah, that's
now,
why I brought it up, because I know you said she's your partner now.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was bad for her. And
what happened? I don't know what happened.
Because she said, I'm about to, you know, she's a partner in Yowza, right? And so we were talking about interviews and how, because we get 30 seconds. So how do you, when you, she's a mom, so it's easy for her to say, I'm a mom, I want to save money. And she said, well, I got to let this storm blow over. It was right during the election. And it was because she actually came out and said, yeah, I voted for Romney. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know, half my family voted for Romney and the other half voted for Obama. Mm-hmm. But she got attacked.
Do you get pressure from Hollywood to use your influence?
Yes. I mean, I do get asked to go to this function, that function, or tweet, you know, certainly support
stay
this or that.
Me. Just stay away from me.
Yeah. I really don't think people care.
Ed McMahon said to me, nobody knew his politics.
Yeah.
I figured it out, but nobody ever knew. And he says, I'm a pitchman. I'm not going to alien half of the people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already said the wrong things when I try to say something funny.
Yeah.
I offend people.
21 yeah. after on Good Day.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
And change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Greg Grunberg is here. He said, Grunberg.
Yeah.
All right, so Greg is here with Jennifer and Richie and me. We're talking, the same conversation is going on off the air as on the air. The interesting things that you see and do and when you have an interesting life, but still there is a routine. And life is, you have to go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I really object to, a lot of people try to put you into this world that is, it's unreal. You have to go to the bathroom. You have to take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do things, you go to the store, you drive your kids to school, whatever it is that you do.
Hold up a bank.
Right. Any of those things.
Yeah.
And so we're wearing a Nixon mask.
Yeah.
Yeah,
come on, just like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
I put my pants on. You know, I
said this always. One leg, you don't do. You
well, no, I pay somebody to put my pants on one leg at a time,
really?
Just like everybody else.
Really?
Okay.
How about shaving?
Shaving?
Yeah.
Yes, and the neck massage, the whole thing.
Yeah, perfect. So, when you you're around all these people that take themselves too seriously, or in a sense, we were just talking about some of the crazies that follow you. That's a whole new world. The internet and the way people connect you on social media.
You ever had any stalkers? Because, I mean, you're very popular on social media. So.
I have, yeah, I have.
Would you like a new one?
It's sure. Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
So what's the craziest stalker you've ever had?
You know where I find them is at bookstores. And I love bookstores. And so I'll be in a bookstore. It's I don't know why, but Barnes & Noble. I love that store.
Really?
No. Come on, Barnes & Noble. Come on, Yowza. But in Barnes & Noble, twice, I had this one woman came up to me and there was an event years ago. It was a CD release for the music from Felicity. We had some great music on Felicity, and at UCLA we had this thing. And she's probably listening right now. I'm in trouble, but anyway, I didn't show because I had a cold. I was sick.
Uh-huh.
She remembered that day. She came up to me, this woman, in Barnes & Noble, and she had this glazed look on her face. It was the Yasser Arafat eyes she had. And she literally just looked at me, and the second she looked at me, I said to Elizabeth, to my wife, I said, I'll see you, meet you out in the parking lot. And she knew, go get the car. And I literally, this woman said to me, I was at UCLA. You were supposed to be there. You weren't there. Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Oh, wow.
It she went misery so, on you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. She was breaking my legs at the end of the bed.
Really?
It was scary.
Wow. They missed you for me.
Yes. And then I also get tweets. There's some tweets that I get that I just go, block, because you can block people.
Right.
And then inevitably I'll get 16 people immediately. Why are you blocking our friend? At crazyperson.com. Why are you blocking him?
Potential axe murderer.
Exactly. But I'd say majority of the people, and you have to get this too. I mean, God, People are nice. People don't come up and
somebody,
go, "Hey, Doug Steph, and I hate your show." They come up and say, "I love you."
Here's what happens, and it happened last Friday. Somebody was really crazy about a commercial that I was doing, and the product is offering 40% off if you tell me this to DougSteffen.com.
Mm-hmm.
So this person calls to order and says that the people at the fulfillment house don't know anything about a 40% off deal for Doug Steffen. So the guy then calls everybody, the local station, calls, finds somehow or other, Richie, a connection to, I don't know if you were in on this email trail.
No,
or
I didn't
not,
hear about it.
To the management outfit that I use in New York. And they're involved. I don't even know how they're involved, because this client has nothing to do with these people at all. But somehow this guy, again, he's emailing me all weekend long, what are we supposed to do with this person? And I finally said, well, what is the, because I normally, I don't want to get involved. I'll just say, okay, here, guys, take care of this. Because you can normally settle it pretty quickly. This guy wasn't letting go. And he just, well, you misrepresented it, and Steffen is a liar. And, it's, for whatever the reason, the communication didn't happen.
So you got my email then.
But that's the kind of silly, people take it so seriously. Okay, man.
Yeah.
Take a breather.
Yeah,
take
crazy.
A deep
It'll
breath.
Be okay, man.
28 past the hour, and good day.
Attention, homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33rd.
Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the coffin cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
The following message is a public service announcement brought to you by the Aid for Hurricane Sandy Disaster Relief Fund. In the past week, our country has been impacted with one of the most devastating natural disasters in American history. Over 8 million households across the East Coast were left with severe property damage due to intense hurricane winds and flooding caused by Hurricane Sandy. Damage estimates could exceed $50 billion. We're asking for your help. Your donation will make a difference. Get more information on our website, aidforsandy.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The pleasure of Greg Grunberg's companionship, I guess that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Company.
Yeah, friendly.
How do you like the radio thing so far, Greg? You've been here for a few hours now.
I like it a lot. We were talking. I've been asked to kind of try this a couple times, and that was one of the reasons why I was like, I'm not going to phone this. And you invited me. You said, you got to come. You got to sit here. You got to.
Yeah.
And this is the way to do it. I love it.
I thought it was perfect. All these things are going on in your life. And, okay, let's have a reason or three or four or five reasons,
mm-hmm.
and you can come over. And I said to you when we were emailing back and forth, you might as well come. I'm going to be in the house next week. Just come on over.
We have no script, really. I mean, we have a loose outline of things we need to cover during the day. We've thrown that out today pretty much.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we just kind of roll with the punches. How is that different from what you do as an actor day to day when you walk in with your script?
Oh, well, we have to get certain things, and we have a certain amount of time to get them. I mean, it's really, really... But having said that, I'm the goofball on the set. I mean, I do all my homework at home. I'm overly prepared, so when I get there, I goof off.
So how do you do that at home? How do you keep your three sons
with three kids,
your wife away from you?
It's tough.
You close yourself in a study or
a
something?
A man cave.
Yeah. I have a man cave. I actually have a tiny little closet that I converted.
Like this?
This is nice. Mine is literally a closet with sound foam all around it, and I send my voiceover auditions, or I do interviews from there, or I'll go in there and I'll read, you know, my scripts over and over and over again, because truthfully, I have to hear it out loud.
Uh-huh.
I can't not, you know.
So you tape yourself and then listen back to it?
I don't do that because
just
I change it every time.
You hear yourself saying it.
Yeah, there's an app, actually, a friend of mine created for actors, and you can actually read into it, and then you just listen to it over and over again in the car. The problem with that is you become like a child actor. I've directed a lot of child actors. Not a lot, but actually, they are like robots. They've learned it a certain way.
Yeah.
Inflection's a certain way. They can't change.
Yeah.
It's like this rote. It's like a song. They just will repeat it the same way. I have to be able to read it, you know, over and over again. And then, like I said, the 48th time I read it, I'm like, oh,
do you read it silently
meant.
Or do you read it?
I have to read it
orally.
Out loud.
You have to use yeah.
Yeah, I have to hear myself say it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting how you grasp things. Somebody sent me, I happen to like listening to affirmations and things that are boosters.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody sent me something the other day, and I had to listen to it four times. and I heard it differently each time I heard it. But it was something that was in somebody else's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're not really focused, then you won't get it.
Yeah.
Because there are always these words, the nuance of how somebody says something. And that has to apply for acting. And all these different roles that you play, you can't play them the same way, although there are some people who play themselves. Clooney pretty much plays himself.
So do I, though.
You do.
I absolutely do, yeah. But I have to say, along those lines, you get to set, I'll get to set, and the way I've been hearing, it's not a monologue. I'm not alone, you know? So it's a conversation.
But you are alone when you're learning your lines.
Right. Yeah. But I'm hearing the other side. So I have to learn their side, too.
All right, so you're now on the Client List, which is a show with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
On Lifetime, yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Can you get me on the set of that?
Absolutely. You kidding me? I need a stunt double. Come on.
There are two reasons he wants to come.
But I don't have to be anything. He's going to let me come onto the set just to be an observer.
Exactly.
See?
Yeah.
Right. So you learn your lines. Do you think about what you know about the set and where you? I mean, this is like what most people don't even think about, the art of being an actor, of what you have to be thinking of.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I heard I was earlier talking about Jeff Daniels being interviewed by Tavis Smiley, and what he said. Was that Aaron Sorkin has sort of created the walking dialogue, moving and talking, whereas, and I thought about it in terms of when you're, or anybody is acting, it's usually you're standing in a place and it's your face,
yeah.
Maybe some of your body, but you're not walking.
Yeah, Aaron Sorkin's the king of that. If you look at West Wing, I mean, every conversation was a walk and talk. It was just, and that way, there's movement, there's action, it's important. They're off to do something else, and we're having a conversation about personal stuff, but you know they're going to the Oval Office.
Yeah.
It's just so much more interesting. That's the way we live our lives. I call it business. I love business when I'm acting. Give me something to scribble or a piece of paper or something, because if you're just sitting there saying the words, it's just boring, you know?
It sounds almost like if you really get into it and you separate all of the things that are around and you listen to actors, it does sound like if you can separate them from everything else that they are just kind of singing the words.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to be nimble enough, and it's not improv. It's just you got to be able to react. And by the way, the best acting is done when you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I see there are actors that I've seen.
Same in radio.
Yeah.
The best radio is done when you're listening.
Exactly. I mean, and, you know, like interviews, some of the greatest interviews I've heard you do or other people do, you let the interview, it's why you have the guests on the show.
Right. It's a bit, I've been accused of asking questions.
Well, I mean, you have to control the interview, but lot of people will just wait for somebody to finish answering the question and then on with their next question, because my next thought is more important than whatever you're saying right now.
I don't want to know anything about the person I'm talking to.
Right.
I don't want to know nothing about this.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, how many times have you said that, though? Save it. Let's do it.
But it's a good thing. I mean, it keeps it fresh.
Excuse me, Rich. What was it you just said?
Nothing.
And by the way, what you do is a lot harder because you can't fix it. I get 16 takes to make it perfect.
Okay, so we're watching the Client List, and you're into this thing.
Yeah, back to Jennifer Love.
How many times are you likely to go through a scene before it gets...
Well, if I'm in an airplane bathroom with Jennifer Love Hewitt, I tend to just mess up because I don't want to leave that room. You know? I'm sorry. I need another.
Another take.
Yeah, I've got something else I can do. What we did, that's where we met, actually. We met a long time ago, believe it or not, at Neverland Ranch for Michael Jackson's dad's birthday party.
Which is weird.
Really?
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
So you guys are riding the giraffe together, and
exactly.
Jennifer Love Hewitt looks at you and says...
Yeah, Emmanuel Lewis and I were playing a video game. And she put a quarter and said, I'm next. No, we were, but then professionally where we met was on this show called Love Bites, which I did, an anthology comedy. It's kind of like Love American Style. And my character gets a hall pass, basically, for my wife because she says, oh, look, there's your girl, Jennifer Love Hewitt. We see her at the airport, and my wife's dropping me off, and I say, we've got that deal. Remember? She's at the top of my list. If I get a chance
to... Is this like Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith? You just can go off on your...
Oh, is that their relationship?
Apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What is it? Gwyneth Paltrow and... Chris Martin.
Know.
Did you hear that, Jennifer?
I don't know about that at all. I cannot confirm that.
Wow. They have an open relationship.
I don't know.
But this was kind of...
A list is, Doug, if you have, like, your excuse list, it's like you get to make a list of five and your wife gets to make a list of five.
You ever get a shot?
That person, then you can do it. Yeah.
So she's joking.
Send me the information about that. I may need that.
But I end up in first class, which you were going to talk about, you know, being first class and seeing another celebrity or something, and she's sitting there. And all of a sudden, this woman who's sitting next to her comes back to me and says, would you switch places with me? My baby's back here, and I want to see this, you know. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. And I go up there, and I find myself next to her, and we end up in the bathroom together about to join the Mile High Club. And then, as it was on that show, I couldn't pull the trigger. I was like, I'm married. I can't do this. I'm sorry. And it was so sweet, though. But we became very close friends. That was on the show.
Now she's in your band, the band from TV.
Yeah, now she sings with the band. We are very, very close. She is one of my closest friends.
This seems like a nice kind of... all right. So now, talking about riding in first class.
She's on my list, by the way.
How often does this happen? And I say this only because it seems to have happened to me a lot this year, traveling back and forth. And my trips are very rarely anything other than Boston, L.A. Once in a while it's New York, L.A., but it's usually mostly Boston, L.A. So when I came out here last month, Michael Keaton and Michael Douglas were sitting behind me.
Wow.
And neither of them, they didn't talk to each other. Now, you think that here they're sitting opposite. I've told the story on the air about riding on the Concorde, and this is not... Richie, I mean, you know, I'm not about any of that stuff.
Well, you ride the Concorde, and you're going
to
get that.
McCartney's sitting next to me on the...
Oh.
So how do you not have that car? And he sort of started it. He wanted to know what I did, because you're in the Concorde. You're sitting on top of each other. What do you do? So I started talking about it, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, Keaton's behind me. Like, I'm in 4E, and he's in 5B or something, and Michael Douglas is back here. And the two of them have to know each other, or know who they are.
Yeah.
No conversation at all between the two of them. And Keaton, when he walked out, I was interested in, he's extraordinarily insecure. I mean, it would have been just...
really?
All over. Ugh. Yeah. And he put sunglasses on, and hello, you don't recognize my... So, and this is about keeping your image... And remembering who's around. So last night I'm on the plane coming out here, and Dean Cain is sitting in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Good guy.
He sticks He sticks his wife and his kids in the back of the plane.
What did I just say? Did I just say good guy?
Well, I don't know if he is or isn't. I mean, I didn't have a conversation with him. I usually don't. I don't leave people alone.
Divorced, by the way, I think.
Is he?
I don't know.
Oh,
is
well, he? His wife and somebody was with him.
Maybe
it was a woman and...
I don't know that for sure.
I gotta think he's got the money to put the whole family up front.
But she came up. Maybe it was. Maybe it's sister and kids. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
So, but he's on the phone when we land. He's chewing out the car company, because they're supposed to meet him at a certain place. And he said, and it was in a way, it's fun. I don't want people to hear me when I'm ticked off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can get as ticked off as the next guy. Richie will tell you that.
Yeah.
But I don't want people around me.
What is it when people are on their cell phone and they think there's a cone of silence around them? I was renting a car just the other day, and I'm at this rental car place, and I'm standing there just waiting for them to give me a ride back. You know, they give you a ride back. And this guy next to me is on the cell phone, and he's yelling at his son.
Yes.
I mean, yelling. I did not give you the authority to be a jerk and blah, 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 blah. I mean,
it wasn't Alec Baldwin, because he doesn't have a son.
Right. No. True. I could not believe it. And I felt like I didn't do the right thing, because I should have said to him, hey, pal, you're on speakerphone right now.
You're
the world can hear you.
Right. But you're in a bubble. And if you're an actor or somebody that people know, even more so.
Well, I'll tell you something, and this goes back to crushepilepsy.com.
Yep.
One of the things that I have been able to, and I've had to throw out the window, is my son has had a seizure. He had a Disneyland. He had it out here and there. The worst thing that has ever happened to me, I've never talked about this, but we were at Disneyland, and Jake had a huge seizure.
Yeah.
And we're trying to, and I'm holding him, and he's still seizing, and people are taking pictures. And I was it was like...
So sad.
Yes. And I didn't even, and I'm just not the type of, I'm not going to yell and scream. Why would I waste my time? I'm with my son.
Well, you were busy, too. I mean, gosh, you're worried about your kid.
Oh, and at Disneyland, they want to take you out of there, right, as soon as possible. There's people surrounding us. They're helping us. They couldn't be better. But people are walking by, and a lady said, and I'm like, wow. Wow. I mean, that was...
That's just from the same playbook as the guy, was it last week or the week before, where somebody... either got run over or got shot or in some big city. I want to say
New York
City.
We're in this little bit in society where we'd rather take pictures than help people. At the, you know, if you want to watch, you want to take a video.
How do you ignore somebody got run over by a cab or something?
Instead of helping, they want to snap a picture of it.
The first instinct is to get out your phone and take a camera.
Right. Everybody's got, exactly. Everybody's got a camera.
I mean, this is kind of important because I mean, I don't really know what to do. If somebody does have a seizure, I mean...
Thank you for asking. This is huge. First of all, talkaboutit.org, my foundation, is set up for exactly this reason. Go to talkaboutit.org. You'll see your favorite celebrity. You'll learn something. Here's the most important thing. If you see someone have a seizure, help them before they hit the ground. The seizure is not going to hurt them. Hitting the ground, hitting their head, that's what's going to hurt them. Do not ever stick anything in their mouth. They cannot physically choke on their tongue. When you have a seizure, your muscles stiffen. One of your most powerful muscles in your body is your tongue. It gets straight and strong. It doesn't flop back into your... They cannot choke. Let them have their seizure. Turn them on their side so that any fluid that comes up, even spit, you can choke or suffocate on your own, saliva. Put them on their side. Let them have this. Put something comfortable under their head, like your jacket or something, and let it ride out. If it lasts longer than 2 minutes, call paramedics or something. But know that they're going to come out of it. What happens during a seizure, and unfortunately I know this, is it's like an editor cuts that part of your life out. So you don't even know. Mm-hmm. They blink, and suddenly people are standing over there and going,
really?
Doug, can you hear me? I mean, imagine. They don't know.
Wow.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's better.
Which is good. But they might wake up and they have scratches on their face because they've hit their, or they, something.
So the seizure itself will not harm them.
Well, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not going to say that 100%.
You don't play one on television?
Yeah, I have. That was with Billy Baldwin. Didn't even count. There's different kinds of seizures, certainly.
Nothing with the Baldwin's count.
But Jake's had thousands of seizures, unfortunately, and I've seen all kinds. They're emotional. And he's had, we call them tonic-clonic seizures now. Grand mal, literally the word translates to the big evil. We don't use that word, those terms anymore, because we used to think that people were demonically possessed. It's the stigma attached. But anyway, we've come a long way. People now talk about it. That's my whole mission, is to get the word out and raise money. That's why, I've got crushepilepsy.com on your mobile device, on your iPad, on your iPod. Right now, go to crushepilepsy.com. There is a great company called king.com. They have a game waiting for you for free in the App Store.
It's a lot of fun.
Download that game, and $1 goes right to the Epilepsy Foundation of America. Please tell everyone you know. Yeah, the game is free.
And don't forget to use getyowza.com just go to Yowza and get the benefit of all of the coupons for shopping this week. Bannedfromtv.org is the band that Greg has.
Yep.
I'm glad you were here, and we'll have to do this again.
Thank you so much.
It doesn't hurt.
You got to let me take you to lunch, though.
Well, I'm going to let you take me to breakfast.
I'll do that.
All right. It's 49 past the hour, and good day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my picks of the hottest holiday gift trends of 2012. The Samsung ES7100 Smart LED TV with a fully loaded web browser and access to hundreds of online apps such as ESPN Score Center, Netflix, HBO Go, and Pandora. The ultra-thin ES7100 Smart LED TV is available for under $1,600. Samsung's retro-designed wireless audio music dock is bringing back vintage tech in style. This audio system features a vacuum tube amp which will change the way you listen to your tunes forever. You can dock, charge, and play music from both Samsung Galaxy and other music devices, or wirelessly stream music via Bluetooth. The Samsung Wireless Audio Music Dock comes in a high-gloss cherry wood or piano black finish for $530. Keurig has brewed up a new gift idea that provides greater control over your hot beverage drinking experience. The Keurig View V700 features an interactive color touchscreen that allows you to customize a variety of beverages including coffee, tea, cocoa, cider, and more. All in less than a minute, the Keurig V700 Brewer is available for under $230. The new Sports Champion 2 game for PlayStation 3 will get the entire family up off the couch and into the gameplay using PlayStation Move. With 5 new sporting events like skiing, boxing, tennis, golf, and bowling, there's something for everyone. The new Party Play Mode also lets family and friends compete in multi-sport tournaments. Sports Champions 2 is available for under $40. For more information, go to...
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The president continues his tour of Asia, but the focus remains on the situation in the Mideast. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. President Obama is in Cambodia today and is expected to visit with the Cambodian prime minister, who says it's the first time a sitting U.S. president has visited that country. He tells reporters it's a chance for both Asian nations and the U.S. to learn from each other. This is the third stop in Asia for President Obama, who first visited Thailand and then Myanmar. But the focus is squarely on the Mideast, with no end in sight for the violence between Israel and Hamas-led forces in the Gaza Strip. That's the sound of bombing that has been heard for the last 6 days. With fears that a ground war is inevitable, President Obama reiterated American support for Israel yesterday, saying Israel has a right to defend itself. These New Yorkers offering their opinions on the violence between Israel and Hamas.
The missiles are coming in, and, you know, I just can't see Israel just standing idle, because if this happened in this country, if we were being attacked, we would be doing something as well.
Basically, you're dealing with a population over there, a group of people, the religious side of that country, who I believe are somewhat controllable and fanatical. In that case, how can you really negotiate both sides to give and take?
2,000 years. They're never going to end. They'll just keep going on and on and on.
Ceasefire talks in Egypt seem to be going nowhere at the moment, but the Secretary General of the UN continues to call for an immediate end to the violence. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them. It's a long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted,
and no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats,
but the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The markets finished in positive territory last Friday, ending a four-session losing streak. The Dow finished with a 46-point gain, closing the week at 12,588, S&P gaining about 7 points, NASDAQ up more than 16. As Thanksgiving week begins, it's time to check prices at the pump.
Go ahead, fill it up.
And the average price for a gallon of regular dropping over the past 2 weeks. According to the Lundberg survey, we are now averaging $3.47 a gallon nationwide, down just over 7 cents from November 2nd. Lowest prices in the nation found in Memphis, Tennessee at $3.04 a gallon on average. Highest in the nation, Long Island, New York, an average of $4.18 a gallon as the entire New York City area continues to feel the effects of Hurricane Sandy, which struck 3 weeks ago. Weekend business at the box office, it was all about one movie.
I was born to be a vampire.
The final Twilight movie raking in big bucks, Breaking Dawn Part 2, with over $141 million domestically, another $200 million worldwide, number one in theaters. Closing notes, the American Music Awards held last night. Among the many winners, Justin Bieber, who took home three AMAs. He was nearly speechless when accepting the final Artist of the Year award.
I want to thank you for just always believing in me. I want to thank everyone.
Gotta hand it to the Biebs, who brought his mom on stage. His mother was his date for the AMAs last night. And time to confess, did you run out to the store over the weekend to load up on Twinkies? Come on, admit it. If you didn't, you may have at least thought about it. Following the news last Friday that Hostess intends on going out of business and that bakery operations have been suspended, a sudden tremendous demand for Twinkies and other Hostess treats was triggered. In the Washington, D.C. area, shoppers with a sweet tooth were loading up on all the stuff Hostess makes.
My husband, he sees chocolate cupcakes all the time. He loves them things. They got to be in his lunchbox. I don't know what I'm going to put in there now.
I like the Twinkie and I like the cupcakes. Love the cupcakes.
I could bite into it and I saw the cream oozing out and I would just take all day long to just kind of savor it.
You can hear them drooling all over themselves. But the quote of the weekend came from this woman upon hearing there would be no more Twinkies.
It's horrible. I mean, why?
Why indeed? I'm David Weiss and that...
I mean, why?
Come on, calm down, will you? That's the news that matters.
Just in time for Black Friday. Get unlimited talk.
Call your mother.
Text.
OMG.
And text. That's right. It texts what you think.
Shut the front door.
That's what I'm saying. The next generation of smartphone has it all.
But does it have deals on all 10 of the top 10 appliance brands?
No.
That's because only Sears has them all. Sears Black Friday starts 8 p.m. Thursday with up to 50% off appliance doorbusters. This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears. Doorbusters through Friday, 1 p.m. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.